This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
September 2021, the Department of Justice announced that it had reached a deal with a Chinese national named Meng. This is the story of hostage taking and quid pro quo at the sovereign level. I welcome John Bolton, former national security advisor, former ambassador to the United States. John, Meng was released with the occasion of admitting to having actually violated the law. However, what is important here is that Meng arrived in Beijing. I believe I remember the picture in a red dress down a red carpet being feted by the People's Republic of China's dictatorship, the Chinese Communist Party. And you write most recently that that sets the tone for hostage taking for the Biden administration. How so, John? Please explain.
Well, it was the first major surrender of this kind that I'm aware of anyway by the Biden administration. What had happened, this Meng Wanzhou was the chief financial officer of Huawei, which is not a telecommunications company. It may look like one, but it's actually an arm of the Chinese state, along with ZTE and others, intending to take over fifth generation telecommunications worldwide. But right after we asked the Canadians to arrest Meng in Vancouver and then to launch extradition proceedings to bring her into the United States to be tried for financial fraud, the Chinese seized two Canadian citizens who had done absolutely nothing wrong, had no connection with the Meng prosecution or anything else. They were just two Canadians who happened to be unfortunately available. And they put enormous pressure on Canada to try to get them to give up our extradition proceedings and to let Meng go. We resisted that in the Trump administration, and for the first several months, the Justice Department, even in the Biden administration, said, no, this woman, if she were an American, Meng Wanzhou, she would be in jail already. But the Biden administration, so desperate to upset climate change negotiations with China, wanted to release Meng, and that's what happened. And that, I think, was really the first sign that the Biden team was ready to deal in human trafficking, in effect, in the hostage-taking world.
Once upon a time, Ronald Reagan laid down a policy, this is the 20th century, that if you begin hostage-taking exchanges, there's no end to it, and it makes American citizens vulnerable. You write that Ronald Reagan violated his own policy, but that it remains the standard. Is that the same since Ronald Reagan? Bill Clinton followed it, George Bush followed it, Barack Obama followed it. Is that correct, John, or did they also make exceptions?
Well, they also made exceptions, but at least they gave lip service to the principle. The Biden administration has simply given up on that. I mean, Americans are up for being traded. And the only question then is the price. So there are really two levels of objections to quid pro quo hostage swapping. The first is that at the general strategic level, that you're really endangering all Americans when you make it clear that you'll trade for hostages. What we should do is put pressure on hostage takers, such pressure that they can't resist. And then we would end this business, I think, once and for all. But even if at the next step, if you're going to trade for hostages, which I don't recommend, the Greiner Victor Boot swap is completely off the radar screen and being a bad deal for the United States. Boot is a convicted arms dealer and worse, in fact. But the government in Russia saw that the Biden administration was very needy politically in trying to get Griner back, and they played him for all they were worth.
Do you measure, John, that Griner was detained and persecuted by Russia because of the Hmong story, or would they have done this anyway? They're just bad actors.
Well, I think they looked at what we did in turning over Hmong to get these two Canadian hostages back. And I think there were other signals. Trevor Reed, another American held in Moscow, swapped for a convicted Russian drug dealer earlier in the Biden administration. It was clear that that Biden wanted to negotiate. And, you know, they had aspirations to get both Griner and Paul Whelan, another American, held completely on trumped up charges in Moscow. They hoped to get both of them out. And the Russians said, no, we're only going to give you Griner. And the Biden administration took it. That was another mistake.
Griner is a superstar and a celebrity. Is that now part of the story, John? Grab a celebrity and you'll get something.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've put a target on the backs of celebrities touting the, you know, her identity and demographics and all the rest of it. It says in the Biden administration that this is how you get to them. And the trouble with all of the triumphalism in the Biden administration's handling of this swap and in for many other places, the sports world, what does that do for somebody like Paul Whelan, who doesn't have any interest groups out there pushing for his release? I think it pushes the price up to get Whelan out and leaves him and many other hostages in other parts of the world in much more desperate shape.
Once upon a time, John, I took off from Doha and I realized that the Qatari Air was traveling over Iran. And I looked down and I saw Lake Urmia, where my grandparents came from. And I realized at that moment I was frozen, that if this plane lands for any reason in Iran and I can be identified as the grandson of Iranian nationals who left the country, I was in trouble. Did I exaggerate, John, or is it that dangerous out there right now?
No, I think it is that dangerous in Russia, in China going forward for decades to come, given the tensions we have with them. Certainly Iran, you can see the desperate situation the regime's in now. They'd love to have a few more American hostages. Russia, just anybody who goes to Moscow are potentially in jeopardy. North Korea goes without saying. But terrorist groups, again, all over the world, see this swapping, this quid pro quo strategy by the Biden administration. I very much fear they're going to take advantage of it.
And right now, your understanding is that the Biden administration does not or does follow Ronald Reagan's recommendation from the 1980s. Quid pro quo is not acceptable.
No, in fact, I don't even think they sing the song anymore. I think the soup is open. The human bazaar is open. And that's a very bad signal to bad actors all around the world.
And Boot, you've identified him as an arms dealer. I've read a little bit about him, but I didn't learn very much other than the fact that I think he's a really bad man. Have I got that right, John?
No, it's true. I mean, I there are things I can't say about that. And that was certainly a factor as we evaluated things in the Trump administration. And he's an asset to the Russians now that he's been turned over to them. He has a long history. The Russians had to fear at some point he might break down and divulge other things that he knew to us. I'm not aware that he has, but also the kinds of techniques that he used to beat export control regimes, sanctions regimes, all that sort of thing in his arms trafficking. You know, people like him don't write how to do it manuals, but back in Moscow now, they will take advantage of everything that he knew. And while his networks may be cold after all these years in prison, the techniques, the know-how, the very agile and creative mind that he had, unfortunately, in these transactions and other things that he did, is now available to the Russians again.
It occurs to me, John, that this swap also tells anybody taken by the U.S. and prosecuted, such as Alex Saab, the interlocutor between Caracas and Moscow and Tehran. Alex Saab, enough to talk. Don't talk. We'll get you out. Is that a lesson from this, John?
No, absolutely. And I think you can expect to see Victor Boot on television with Putin at some point to say to Russian agents all over the world, we're going to get you out.
John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, former ambassador to the United Nations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bannon.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's free.